Welcome back to the Rational Revolution.
I'm Mark Becker.
We are talking with a cool dude, new friend, Devin Remiker, candidate for WISDEM's chair. If you like what you hear and you want to listen to it again, download that Civic Media app. You can text in. I'd love to hear from you. Like the show on Facebook, all that good stuff. And I do want to make clear, too. We talk about, I've gushed about Ben Wickler and his vision and all the things that he's done. I also want to make very, very clear that he has endorsed you. He has said himself that that you are the best candidate. There are other people running. We don't need to talk about them. But I trust Ben, and I hope the people that are voting do as well. So, I do want to recognize that as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, I think a lot of people, trust him. And ultimately, I have a broad coalition of support, whether it's Ben, leaders, Hesselbein and Neubauer from the Assembly and the Senate, mm-hmm. Representative Quentin Moore, who just endorsed me on Sunday.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
I think it is really important that... Oh, thank you.
I've been trying to get her on the show. Oh, my God.
Well, I'll drop her a line.
Yes,
see what
do
we can
that.
Do. She's the
Gwen.
Best. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I think that is like really what, whether it is elected officials, whether it is party leaders, over 25 county party chairs and vice chairs from all around the state. I think that we just need to make sure that we come out of this process just as united as we were at the start. And, the other guys running for this position, they are great guys. I think we're running a very respectful campaign. I think we're all very conscious of the fact that none of us is anybody's enemy, and we have to be united in 2026. And I think it's, refreshing to see a party able to, handle its business with respect.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because, locally here in Northeast Wisconsin, there was a chairman of the 8th Congressional. I'm just a hot garbage dumpster fire. Oh, my God. It was
wild. Yeah, the ACB Republicans, they got a lot of stuff going on. It's quite dramatic. Yeah.
Well, you got Charlie Kirk and his organization is kind of trying to take over and all that stuff. But I want to touch on this because this is near and dear to my heart. Is this whole big tent thing? That's what brought me here. I was always a never Trump Republican, and I think so often you see people who are never Trump Republicans, they're not in the party anymore. I had lunch with Adam Kinzinger, and I don't know if I can say this, but one of the things that he said, we talked about that I joined the party, and his response was, yeah, I probably got to do that too. it's the coalition that can be built here is huge to be able to reach out to the people like me, like Kinzinger, and give them a home. How what is the plan for that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I was talking with Tracy Mangold about this as well during the course of me running for this. And I'd love to have a more sort of intentional space held within the Democratic Party for folks that, might come from a sort of a legacy Republican background of some sort and make it really clear that there is space within our party. And I'll be honest, I think that a place where our party has fallen short is that I think oftentimes people feel like there isn't space.
Right.
That we are very strictly adherent to everything. And if you don't check one of our boxes, you're, some sort of evil person who shouldn't be welcome into the fold. And, to me, I think our challenge here in Wisconsin is largely to leave space for people to join us instead of, trying to beat them over the head with talking points and, argue them into submission about how we are righteous as the Democratic Party. I think that part of what we need to do is get out of our own way and present people information, give people an understanding of what's at stake and who's on whose side, and then take a step back and have them come towards us as opposed to trying to drag them along. And I think that the manner in which we communicate, how we sort of deliver that message. Like, to me, getting hung up on the words, the precise words that we say, is often a trap that doesn't yield that many results. Most of the time, it's how we say it, who says it, where you say it, and how often you say it, and if people believe you, if they think you're full of crap.
Yeah, you know, anytime I have a conversation with someone that is like a past life me, you know, I there are some untouchables. Like, if you don't believe in marriage equality, well, if you don't believe in, you know, women's rights, well, but most people do. And, you know, some people will say, well, you know, I'm a Republican because I believe in, you know, not spending more than what you have. And it's like, well, so do the Democrats. I mean, you know, look at who's fighting for fiscal responsibility right now. It's not the right. And being able to have, you know, an open dialogue and a welcoming place of, honey, you're already here. You'll realize it in a little bit, you know, and just have someone who is a spokesperson of that has been there to be able to articulate, it's okay, but this is a safe place to be. The big tent, it is not with the Republican Party anymore. It's not, because they're Trumpers or they're not. And that is the litmus test. Do you support this? No. Right. All right, get out. Where it's here, there is, you know, there was an old chairman, Tom Sieber, who's a good friend of mine. He's the chairman of the Democratic Party of Brown County. And he said, you know, if you're with me on 75, 80% of the stuff, that's a good Democrat. And I would love to see a place where we really continue to build on outreach, because, I mean, it was a razor's edge here in the last election. And I think this, we're going to need that in for Tony's reelection.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I think the governor does a fantastic job of, you know, really, you know, reaching out to folks all across the state, focusing on issues that actually matter to Wisconsinites. And I think that we just need to make sure that's reflected in all the work we do at the party. And like, to me, you know, the mission here is not to be a perpetual battleground. It's not to be a purple state.
Yeah.
It's to be a blue state. Like, that's the mark of success for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. But to get there, we're going to have to win back some people we've lost.
Yeah, you said earlier, you cast as wide a net as possible. I love that. That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
Where are you on the political spectrum? From like on the yardstick of like AOC to Bart Stupak, where would Devin Remicker be?
That's a good question. I find it a little hard to rate myself. You know, I definitely, you know, to me, the most important thing about our politics and our party is the fight to preserve our democracy.
Yes.
You know, when I worked for Congressman Kind, you know, he's a very moderate bipartisan guy. And, you know, I think that as I sort of went through the experience in 2020, I was Biden's recount director here in the state as well. What used to be the Republican Party that I thought were, you know, people that generally believed in, you know, in our country and the democratic project that we were undertaking here, really changed into something that I view as a core threat to our democracy. And I view myself largely, and through my work and what keeps me going, as doing what I can to preserve, you know, both our nation, our state, and advance policies that improve people's lives. And, you know, I find it a little bit hard to rate myself on a spectrum, because, you know, my focus is usually on winning elections and letting elected officials figure out what's realistic in their policies. But I do know that central to my being is being in this fight and doing everything we can to make sure that we have a next election.
What a crazy thing to I mean, that's a perfect answer, because, I mean, it really is. It's not about, you know, stuffiness of you don't believe this, or you don't, you know, litmus tests. It's really about, you're right. This is about, I mean, democracy's on the table. Really. I mean, it is.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. I think we have to send a clear message in 2026 in this state, across the country. And we can't be the frog that got boiled alive. Like, we have to make sure that there is a clear signal and that we win offices up and down the ballot. And show that, you know, we are not going to go quietly.
What does WisDems have to do to win elections? I mean, it's there's so, especially with statewide stuff, you know, Republicans say, oh, they focus on is Madison and Milwaukee, and that's all the, you know, what, how do we win in 2026?
Yeah, well, I think that right now, as I said earlier, we need to cast as wide a net as possible. Yeah. I think folks that are taking action, showing up to protest, it's great. Make sure your voice is heard, especially when there's not an election on the table. But I've seen this happen so many times that after people protest 10 times, they look around and are like, well, what else did, you know, this is, I don't know what we're doing here. And we need to make sure that those folks come with us right next year so that we can take all the energy and point it like a laser at, you know, making sure that we take down Rebecca Bradley in the Supreme Court election in the spring, that we elect local candidates up and down the ballot. I mean, that's the thing. There's all this attention always on national politics and, you know, the House, the Senate, the presidency. But the reality is the politics that actually impact people's lives the most are state and local government. Mm-hmm. And those seats are really, really important. So I think supporting good candidates for those offices. And then we have to win the trifecta. So we hopefully, knock on wood, we're reelecting Governor Evers. And then we are helping to make sure that we have Speaker Neubauer and Senate Leader Hasselbein that can be good partners to him in the legislature. And, you know, we finally have fair maps at the right time that, you know, this is now a real possibility in this state. And I think that all of this is doable. And as a bonus, we can maybe even make Speaker Jeffries in the House nationally with winning some House seats here in Wisconsin. So I think that this is, you know, how the party does that, you know, can always shape and change. But at the end of the day, it's about mobilizing folks through organizing. It's about communicating a message. And it's about raising the resources we need to fund those things and support our candidates directly where we can do so.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've had a Democratic majority, and it, I mean, really is, it's not pipe dream anymore. I mean, it could happen in a couple years. So if people want to support you, what can they do?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you're a delegate to the convention, you can make sure that you show up by 10 a.m. on Sunday to get your credentials and cast your vote. If you would like to support me, but you aren't a delegate, you can go to devinforchair.com. You can communicate with me through there, send an email. Even if you're not a delegate to the convention, I still really appreciate support from folks. And, you know, oftentimes people's names can make a difference to other folks who may be delegates making a decision. And if you'd like, you can also donate on the website, devinforchair.com. And, you know, we're coming up on it. We're 2 weeks out, so it's going to be a rush to the finish.
Yeah, what an exciting one. Well, count me in. Put my name down. I would love to see you take this thing and bring it home and help us win some darn elections. You know, it's exciting, but it's a
well,
big,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's a big hat, and I appreciate you stepping up to do something that's really, really hard. So don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back.
I'd love to be back.
Thank you. So good luck. If there's something I can do to help, please let me know. We've got just a couple seconds left. So again, Devin Remicker, candidate for WisDems chair. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you really as well. It. We'll have you back soon, and stick around for my final thoughts.